O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 33, verses 10 through 21. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to My Soul Will Wait, Psalm 62, by Bob Coughlin and Keaton Bunting. This contemporary worship song features accessible melodic lines in a comfortable range intended for congregational singing. Though this text is from a different psalm than today's scripture passage, the themes of our souls waiting on the Lord and hope in God's steadfast love for us are the same.
When the darkness overwhelms and my Psalm 33, verses 10 through 21. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all the children of man. From where he sits enthroned, he looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds. The king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its great might it cannot rescue. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. One of the most powerful themes of Psalm 33 is the eternal rule of God in heaven over everything that happens on earth. Though we often feel that things in the world are out of control, that we've all descended into madness, there are political conflicts, military maneuvers, family dysfunctions, financial meltdowns, the fact remains, God reigns. As the Westminster Shorter Catechism reminds us, God is at work preserving and governing all his creatures and all their actions. In the psalm, this reality is cause for great joy. And the psalm begins and ends with beautiful expressions of gladness. Why? Well, one writer explains, because when you trust in the Lord as your help and shield, in other words, when you locate your inner calm and security in God, instead of in your own management of circumstances, the frenetic anxieties that clutch at your heart lose their vice-like grip. Trust is hard, and at times it can feel like a free fall. We have ideas, preferences, plans for our lives, and oftentimes they don't line up with what God has in mind. But if we can settle in our hearts that God is not only the King of the universe, but also our Heavenly Father who loves us and wants what is truly best for us, his sovereign rule can feel freeing rather than threatening. And hasn't he proven himself trustworthy? One of the promises of this psalm is that the Lord would deliver our souls from death. And this is exactly what he did when he sent his son to die in our place. If the Father was willing to go through that for our good, what wouldn't he be willing to do for our final gladness and glory? Let's close now with this ancient prayer. O God, who has prepared for them that love thee such good things as pass human understanding, pour into our hearts such love towards thee that we, loving thee above all things, may obtain thy promises, which exceed all that we can desire, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.